Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Matthew Law Middleton. In what is typically a very divided legislative hall, Missouri lawmakers submitted on Friday an overwhelmingly bipartisan proposal to offer Boeing approximately $1.7 billion of incentives over the next 20 years if they were to locate their planned 777X plant in Missouri. A contending proposal is also in the works in Kansas. Joining us to help make sense of these developments is Molly McMillan. She's a reporter at the Wichita Eagle. She joins us by phone from her offices in Wichita. Good morning, Molly.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so first, how are we even here talking about this? What inspired Boeing, which is, you know, typically a Seattle-based company for many of their planes, to open up a request for bids?
Well, the background is Boeing contacted or worked with the union to try to, have them take concessions for their union contract to make it attractive for them to put 777X work in Washington State. And the state of Washington also passed incentives to, help kind of seal the deal. But the machinist union turned down the offer for concessions for them to renegotiate that contract. And Boeing had said if they do that, then they will look elsewhere for a 777X. Mm. Side.
The reason the union decided to turn down the offer?
Well, they just thought there were too many concessions and that they had gone out on strike to get a lot of them, and it was really rolling back a lot of the concessions that they had worked over the years for, such as going from a pension program to a defined benefit plan and or defined contribution savings plan and other things. And they just thought that it was just too much to be able to accept.
And Kansas and Missouri aren't the only states competing for this bid, correct?
Correct. Boeing put out a request for proposal to about 15 states, I understand, such as Alabama and Utah, and North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, still Texas, Kansas, Long Beach, California. There's a variety of places that are all kind of scrambling to get bids in. I think the deadline is actually tomorrow for the jobs.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of jobs are we talking about and how many here?
Well, there are actually quite a few jobs at stake. The Seattle Times actually reported that Boeing has like three different scenarios. And if the first one is for all the work, a single 400-acre site that fabricates this giant composite wing, and then they do the assembly and they do the paint and then they deliver the airplane. And that would mean about 8,500 direct jobs. And the second and third scenarios kind of separate the wing fabrication and the final assembly of the jet to different locations. So those jobs would be fewer than that. But with all the work, the 8,500 jobs would include engineers, production workers, administrative and support personnel, and kind of,
everything that makes the plant run. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've seen a number of people pointing out that, Boeing was kind of ideally looking for a location with a deep water port. Doesn't that rule out Kansas and Missouri just off the bat?
Well, that's true. Unless there's somehow you can kind of work with the Port of Catoosa down in Tulsa or something, but they also were looking for other things like an airport with a 9,000-foot runway that's capable of both handling the 777X and that big dream lifter, that kind of whale light like modified 747 that right now is ferrying 787 parts around. So obviously, Wichita has McConnell that Boeing has that use agreement on. They need like easy highway and road access for delivering the parts, and then direct access to the site by rail, like a dedicated rail spur. And then they list one of the desired infrastructure features as a seaport that can handle regular and oversized containers.
Mm-hmm. And what do we know about these proposal bids from Kansas and Missouri?
Well, we know that Missouri had a special session where they approved a financial package for Boeing worth up to $1.7 billion stretched out over two decades, and they're tied to employment levels. Kansas has a variety of incentive programs, and they're related to job training and workforce development and provisions that could allow for the expensing of new equipment purchases over several years. I mean, obviously, Boeing has a facility still in Wichita, and it's a huge facility with hangars and all of that that would have to be modified to bring in production work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you folks, of course, in Wichita probably know better than most about what influence Boeing can have. Am I correct? I read that Boeing had moved parts of their operation down to Oklahoma last year. Is that true? And what has the impact been in Wichita?
Well, January 2012, Boeing announced that they were going to close the Wichita site. And at the time, they had about 2,100 people working in Wichita at the site because, you know, it had already split off the commercial aircraft division, which created Spirit Aerosystems. And so what was left was all military work. And where the work is going is Oklahoma City for program management and engineering, that sort of thing. And Oklahoma City has Boeing has two big office buildings in Oklahoma City that's directly across the street, kind of really across the highway, across the street from the Air Force Base there, mm-hmm. from Tinker. And then San Antonio is like the hands-on work. They have a huge facility in San Antonio for modification, maintenance, that sort of thing. So the hands-on work would go to San Antonio. And then some people are going up to Puget Sound to work on other programs.
Okay.
And so, yes, they did. They have been kind of moving out people.
And I've seen some reports speculating that this is potentially just a move by Boeing to put pressure on the manufacturers union in Seattle, that, like, ultimately they just want to show, like, hey, we could go other places, you know, kind of using it as leverage. How much, you know, Katie, you know, truth do you think there is to that?
Well, it's hard to know. You know, Boeing has certainly proven that they are willing to put work in other places. They have put wing work in Japan, and they moved a second 787 final assembly line down in South Carolina. So, you know, they have shown that they're willing, you know, they moved their headquarters even from Seattle to Chicago. So they're not averse to putting work in other places. But yes, some people have speculated that maybe it was leverage to go back to the table with the machinists in Washington. So that's hard to know, you know, what their thinking is.
And $1.7 billion over the next 20 years, it feels kind of unprecedented. Is this typical of trying to, you know, woo or court big companies like Boeing?
Well, yes. I mean, Alabama, when they lured Airbus to build a $600 million assembly plant in Mobile, last year they offered tax breaks and $158 million for bond expenses and site and road improvements and building costs and worker training. And, you know, states have ponied up quite a bit. I mean, these are good jobs. They're good paying jobs. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that really want that kind of employment, those kind of jobs. So, you know, that's not unprecedented, that's for sure.
Is it worth it?
Well, that's probably a question above my pay grade. depends on what they end up and what the jobs end up producing. I mean, one thing that the economists always say with Boeing jobs that as far as the rollover effect of each job at Boeing creating other jobs out in the community, it has a high. The benchmark had always been one Boeing job equals like almost two additional jobs elsewhere. Mm. So, I mean, those are they're good jobs that people want.
Mm. And final question here: when is Boeing expected to make a decision about these competing bids?
I think early next year. Mm-hmm. That it will be a little bit, but We'll see what happens, yes.
All right. Well, Molly McMillan, she's a reporter for the Wichita Eagle, and she joined us by phone from her office in Wichita. Molly, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.